I wonder if, like me, sometimes you just want that bit more in terms of your relationship with God, and that there are things that seem so unclear at times, and you just want to know that bit more so we can live our lives fully for Him. On those occasions, when we have those thoughts, we need to return to the truth that God alone can provide us with what we need to be His true children in Christ. We need His Holy Spirit and much, much more of it than we can get. We need more of Him, as much of Him as we can possibly ask for. And there is always more that He can give. He loves it, actually, when we take time to be still and to stop with Him and listen to His voice. And it's very interesting in this passage from Luke's Gospel that we hear about the voices within Scripture. We hear of the voice that would come in the wilderness. First of all, the voice of John the Baptist, who would be anointed for the task of preparing the way for the Messiah to come. We hear the voice of the Heavenly Father as Jesus is baptized in the River Jordan by John himself. A voice that is so pleased with His Son. He says, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." And that voice resonates through Scripture in different ways and at different times, bringing people into the presence of God, challenging them at times, because that's what God does, comforting them at times, because that's what we need, and very often leading us to that place where we find we can mine the depths of Scripture and the mind of Christ Himself. And we need to be able to do that, to learn to listen for His voice. I don't know if you watched The Voice on television. I was watching it last night and a vicar turned up. Did you watch it last night? And there was this vicar and he came on and sang. And of course the point about The Voice is that the judges are turned the other way. Their backs are to the singers. So all they hear is the song being sung. And they get a feeling for whether it's going to be any good or not. Whether this person that's singing, whom they've had no sight of, whether they have some kind of star quality. And eventually, of course, they turn their chairs if they think they're any good. Sadly, no one did for the vicar. But he did have a very good voice, and they acknowledged that he had a very good voice indeed. Well, I want you to know this, and I think the Lord would have us know this, that He, long ago, the Lord turned His chair towards us. And the reason He did that is because He saw in us something that's very precious in His sight. We are His creation. He has a plan for His creation to redeem it and to restore it because He loves it and us so very, very much. He has turned His full gaze upon the sanctifying work of His Spirit, which is to bring people to that place of salvation, to bring people to that place of knowing who He is. He knows already who we are. He knows how we're going to respond each and every day of our lives to His persistent call upon us to come to Me. And He knows how we're going to respond to that challenge. And when Jesus Himself underwent the baptism, God was pleased with Him because He had to go the way of the flesh. Not that He had sinned. We know that Jesus was God Himself. He had not sinned. But He had to show us the way we must go. And the way we must go is through the waters of baptism. But also we need to receive His Holy Spirit. We need to be baptized by Jesus Himself. And what does that mean? John acknowledged himself, "I baptize with water, but the one who's coming after me will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire." When I was an apprentice, we had to have a little go at all the different things as an engineer. We had to go into the place where they smelt the iron ore to make it into steel. And you had to be very careful when you went in there. You had to wear leather aprons, a mask, because if you went in with a bare face, it would burn your eyebrows off, basically, which is not good. But what they do is they take an iron ore out of the ground and they smelt it so that all the impurities rise to the surface. Take the impurities out, add one or two other elements, and you get good quality steel. Well, when we're baptized by the Holy Spirit and with fire, the fire is doing that cleansing, purifying work in our lives. And when we get close to Jesus, the impurities rise to the surface and they need cleaning. They need scraping off the top so that we can get closer to the God who has called us and who loves us so very, very much. That purifying work never stops, and it'll go on and on until in heaven, as the hymn goes it, we take our place. He's doing that purifying, extraordinary work in our lives. And when we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, of course, he also gives us a number of other things too. Next week we're going to learn about the gifts of the Spirit. But there is also the fruit of the Spirit. And our lives should be full of the fruit of the Spirit. And it's very worthwhile reading from Galatians all the different fruit of the Spirit that exists. And they're there as a reminder of Jesus himself, who, of course, exhibited all the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. And it's very worthwhile reminding, too, that if we are children of God, baptized into the name of Christ himself, then we should look something like Jesus. That's what it's meant to be like. We should take on a resemblance of our Saviour. We've got a long way to go, but there should be some resemblance, and people should see something of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. That's what happens when we become his children. And it is a process. We become his children right away. There's, you know, that's fine. But there is a process going on where he's purifying us to make us even more like his son. Until in heaven we take our place, change from glory into glory. And if you're like me too, it's a bit of a process. Well worth turning to Galatians. Let's have a little look for a moment. Because I think there's something here that we would do well to remember. Galatians chapter 5, you're going to find it on page 1172 in your Bibles. So 1172 and verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is this. Well, those of us who are baptized in the Spirit of God, this is what it should look like. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And against such things there is no law. All of these things should be exhibited in our lives. And very often, the greatest challenge is when God, for extraordinary reasons, brings people across our path who really test these things. How much do we really love God and the people that God loves? You know, when it's really tough and you think, oh gosh, you know, this is... And how much is love exhibited in our lives on those occasions? How much of the joy of the Lord is in your life today? And how much will you seek him out, that there may be even more joy? How much peace is there? Because that's what the Spirit brings, peace. God's peace into your life. How much are you enjoying God's peace today? His patience. You know, God is extremely patient with me, even though I get the same things wrong every day. And with you too. And then kindness and goodness. These are the qualities of Jesus, and we're supposed to be becoming something like our Saviour. Faithfulness, That's an important quality, isn't it? Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no change of turning with thee. Gentleness, that's an important quality. And self-control. All of these things are an indication that we haven't just been baptized in water, but we've been baptized with fire and with the Holy Spirit. One to bring about purity, and one which brings about the changes which cause these qualities to shine out. But one also to bring the peace and the hope and the direction that we need. And the one that the Holy Spirit that leads us to his word, to be fed by it and strengthened through it. We need all of these things. And that, it seems to me, was the way in which John the Baptist was pointing. Not to himself, but to the Saviour who is to come, and to the Spirit who will be given to the people of God, who will give life to the people of God. He is the one who breathes life into you every day. He's the reason that you are able to breathe this morning and to reveal Jesus to you. Because the Spirit that was in Jesus when he received his baptism is the same Spirit that you receive when you are baptized by the Spirit. And that's why we should be a joyful people, rejoicing in his love and in his presence, in his peace and in his long suffering towards his people and his patience towards us, because he loves us so very much. How much more do we need Jesus and his Holy Spirit? I'd say lots. Let's keep asking. Let's be still for a moment.